What do you love about Viennese German?
It's like, you know, it's like you're swimming in the sea, you know, with this very gentle waves, because it's like up and down, rolling the hills. I love it. It's really nice.
Welcome to One Day in Vienna. Our guest today, Paulina Sattler.
Name, Paulina Sattler. Geburtsland, Ukraine. Ankunft in Wien, 2016. Familienstand, verheiratet, ein Kind. Beruf, Eventmanagerin.
I'm your host, Lauren Love, and welcome to this podcast where we're going to be uncovering those memorable anecdotes about this magical city that, let's face it, we all love and hate in moments. The expats featured on this show will be enlightening us as to how they navigated becoming a local in Vienna, often with a splattering of hilarious culture clashes to boot. Hello, and today I am day drinking with Apollinaria Sattler. Hello.
Hi, hi.
Actually, I did not know that your name was Apollinaria.
It's my alter ego name. So every time
it's a great alter ego name.
Yeah. Every time I'm day drinking, I'm Apollinaria Sattler. So fancy.
So would you like me to call you Paulina or Apollinaria?
Please call me Paulina.
Paulina.
It's easier for you.
It's what I know you as. Okay. Hello, Paulina. And our first question is, what brought a beautiful Ukrainian woman to Vienna?
To be honest, I don't know. Because I never imagined myself living in Vienna. In my imagination, it was always the city for people who are already retired and it's boring and there is nothing to do. But when I came here, I was surprised, you know. I mean, first of all, the city changed a lot since I'm living here. I have always two dates. I'm always saying that technical date when I came to Vienna was October 2016. But these 2 years, I cannot recall me living here. Yeah. Everything changed in 2018 and Vienna really became my home, which I love. And I can't imagine myself anywhere else and I don't want to go anywhere else.
So absolutely. You're here to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. I come from the relatively small city. I mean, for Austria, it's not so small. For Ukraine, it's small. You don't have many options. Either you are moving to Kyiv or you're going abroad. That's it. Yeah. So before I was in Switzerland and then I decided to go to Vienna to work and to meet new people and stuff. Yeah.
And then you did. You met your wonderful husband, Nico.
Absolutely.
Do you have any favorite places that you like to go to in Vienna?
I do a lot, actually. I think summer spot for me, it's either Nussberg, so the Viennese wineries, or I love Burggarten very much. It's just so beautiful. I think it's the most beautiful park in Vienna, even though it's a very small park. But I just love it when you just sit on the lawn and enjoying the view and this beautiful architecture and the trees and this slight cooling breeze. It's amazing. Yeah. So.
And do you have any other favorite places in Vienna that you love?
Oh, yeah. I would go to Rockusmarkt on Saturday or Friday, but better Saturday, because you will spot this very beautiful, elegant, stylish omis and opis with their baskets, you know. And even though they are already so old and they cannot carry these baskets, but they just look amazing, gorgeous, with these beautiful outfits and makeup and the hairstyles and earrings and necklaces and stuff. It's just amazing. I love it.
Der Rochusmarkt ist ein bekannter Markt in Wien. Er befindet sich im dritten Bezirk, in der Nähe der Rochuskirche und der U-Bahn-Station Rochusgasse. Auf dem Markt gibt es viele Stände, an denen frisches Obst, Gemüse, Fleisch, Fisch und andere Lebensmittel verkauft werden. Man kann dort auch Blumen, Brot, Käse und regionale Spezialitäten finden. Der Rochusmarkt ist ein beliebter Treffpunkt für Einheimische und Besucher, die frische Produkte kaufen und ein gemütliches Markterlebnis genießen wollen. Viele Menschen kommen hierher, um in einer freundlichen Atmosphäre einzukaufen und sich mit Freunden zu treffen. Der Markt hat eine lange Tradition und gehört zu den charmanten Plätzen in Wien, die das Stadtleben bereichern.
Yeah, and there is an amazing farmers market. You can buy fresh vegetables and flowers and I love it. It's just next door.
The third is awesome.
Absolutely.
one day in Vienna celebrates memorable days in Vienna within the expat community. Could you talk to us about yours?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was thinking about this long, which story to tell, because I'm a very adventurous person, you know. Adventure is my middle name, so I'm Polina Adventure Sattler. But I will tell you the story how my journey began in Vienna. I have been for the first time of my life in the spot actually I love. It's a Nussberg. I love Viennese wineries. It's just so beautiful, and it's just next door. You don't need to go to Tuscany because you basically have Tuscany here already. And I have been there in Buschenschank, which is called Wieninge. And I was standing in the queue already tipsy from the wine I had before. And my ex-boyfriend, he actually told me, "Do you know who is standing behind you in the queue to get some wine?" And I was like, "Who?" And he said, "It's Austrian president." And I was like, "Come on." I thought that he is just like joking or something. So it took me some time to Google how the Austrian president looks like.
Subtly.
And yeah, it was Alexander van der Bellen. It was Austrian president. And actually, this situation shocked me so much because this is like very big cultural clash. You will never, ever, ever see Ukrainian president on the street just walking through people and standing behind you in the queue to get some wine. You know, he could just send someone to get some wine, you know, that's it. But he is standing with the people to get some wine. And this is really crazy, in my opinion. And as I was already drunk, as I said before, I had a Polaroid camera with me. I still have a photo, by the way. I asked him, "Do you mind to make a photo with me?" And he said, "Yeah, sure, of course." And then while someone was making the photo, he asked me, "Where are you from, actually? Are you from US?" And then the only thing I said, "Almost." I don't know why. I don't know why I came out with this "almost," you know. I was thinking years about this comment. Like, why "almost"? Just say like Ukraine. I don't know why. So yeah, it was eating me for a while. And the funny thing, you know, in life you always meet twice. 1 year ago it was, I was walking on Heldenplatz. There is this small dog zone. And I was walking there with my dog, because I also have dog. And he was just sniffing around. And then then we bumped in, and then I looked up and I saw the Alexander van der Bellen standing there, and I had this thought, "Come on, tell him it's me. Do you remember me from those back? It was me with this stupid, like really unbelievable stupid comment, almost, you know." But I didn't say anything. I just said "Guten Tag," "Schönen Tag," what to say. That's it. Yeah.
He's a people's president. I mean, that's what's so great about Austria in that sense. Like, you're right, the politicians are amongst us. And I think that's a really lovely thing. Maybe they have a bit more context there.
Absolutely, because in Ukraine, it would never happen. Like, really, never. That's why it was so, I don't know, memorable for me, maybe.
And do you have any other kind of culture clashes? Because Ukrainian culture isn't similar to Austrian culture, is it?
It's not, no, no. We have some similarities, but yeah, I have a cultural clash. It's a potato salad. Potato salad. I mean, it is strange, you know, when I first came to Vienna, I was like, why people would make salad from potato? It's a side, you know, just like you can fry it, you can bake it, you can boil it, just make a puree, whatever you like. But salad with vinegar and with onions and mustard, what the hell? So yeah, but now I love it. I can't imagine my day with a schnitzel day without potato salad. No, I love potato salad, but it was strange, I have to say. Yeah.
It's actually like one of those things that in Austria people are really proud of. So especially in the countryside, people have their potato salad recipe, and it's like, you know, the cookies and the potato salad, they're really like a delicacy that you have to follow your mother-in-law's, you know, recipe.
And it's an amazing tradition, I think.
And do you speak German?
I do. I can communicate in German. I can't call myself fluent. I would love to be fluent because I think German is great, in my opinion. Not every German is great, but Austrian German is amazing. Austrian German is amazing, but Viennese German I love. Yeah.
So what do you love about Viennese German?
It's like, you know, it's like you're swimming in the sea, you know, with this very gentle waves, because it's like up and down, rolling the hills. I love it. It's really nice. And they have these dialects which are funny for someone, but they're at the same time very cute. And it's different from German, which I like. As a Ukrainian, you know, it's my proudness thing that you have to be different from, like, as we have with our neighbors, as you know. So it's cool. I like it.
And do you have any favorite kind of Austrian German words?
Actually, I do. I think it's a very old Viennese word. It's Zuckergosche, I think. It's very sweet, no? I like it.
Zuckergoscherl ist ein österreichischer Dialektausdruck, der besonders in Wien verwendet wird. Er beschreibt eine Person, die sehr gerne Süßes isst oder eine große Vorliebe für Süßigkeiten hat. Wörtlich übersetzt bedeutet es Zuckermäulchen. Das Wort setzt sich aus Zucker für Süßes und Goscherl, einem umgangssprachlichen Begriff für Mund, zusammen. Es wird oft liebevoll und scherzhaft benutzt, um jemanden zu necken, der viele süße Sachen mag. Zum Beispiel könnte man sagen, du bist ein richtiges Zuckergoscherl, immer auf der Suche nach Schokolade und Kuchen.
Paulina, what tips or advice would you give somebody who's just moved to Vienna?
Okay. The first one will be never call Melange cappuccino in the traditional Austrian cafe. Just don't do that. Drink Sommerspritzer in a summer hot day. Walk around, watch around, enjoy the beauty of the city. Lower your expectations and smile to the crumpy Viennese people and you will see they will always smile to you back. I promise.
That is perfect advice. If you're moving to Vienna, listen to those pearls of wisdom. Paulina, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. And we look forward to seeing you again. Auf Wiederhören.
Was my pleasure. Tschüss.
You love Vienna too and want to learn German? Innis Vienna will get you there. Vienna's best language school offers a variety of courses and trainings at different levels, at different times, and at different intensities. All information about Innis Vienna and today's guests can be found in the show notes. And there we also explain all other German words, terms, and Viennese areas from this episode. Thanks for listening. Auf Wiederhören.